Supervisory Technology, SupTech, for Smarter Supervision and Regulation. By Plav Chakraborty. MISDAT, ISI Kolkata. General Manager, RET. RBI, Kolkata. Introduction. Supervisory Technology, SupTech, refers to the embedding of innovative technologies in regulatory/supervisory processes to deliver more effective and responsive regulation and supervision engaging optimal resources. The main constraints for financial regulatory bodies in overseeing operations of the regulated entities had been dependence on manual processes and heavy paper-based reporting. Such approach was time-taking and susceptible to errors. In 2008, the financial crisis mired and stalled traditional supervisory methods. In this backdrop, there have been a quest for more efficient and reliable oversight technology to meet the emerging challenges facing the regulators/supervisors in the face of fast-growing complexities of financial markets. Both demand and supply impetus have stimulated the development and application of SupTech tools and methods. In the demand side, the growing complexity and enlarging dimensions of regulations in the wake of the 2008 global financial crisis has triggered a significant spurt in volumes of regulatory data characterized by the 4 Vs, volume, variety, velocity, validity, prodded the agencies to fall back upon digital tools to upgrade their supervisory competence and efficiency. These happenings induced emergence of supply drivers, including the convenience of novel analytical systems and tools at lower costs, which enabled collection of large datasets and cost-effective storage facilitating more efficient analysis thereof. Regulatory/supervisory bodies were keen to promptly implement evolving solutions to smoothen their operational struggles in detecting risks and irregularities. In 2018, Brodus and Prinio first introduced the term SupTech. It is currently in fast evolving mode to improve its regulatory/supervisory oversight functions on the back of rapid technology innovations. The evolution of financial supervisory regulation involves transformation from manual oversight to digitalization leveraging advanced technologies. The sector's digital transformation has streamlined data collection and data analytics and facilitated collaboration, ensuring innovation and efficacy in regulatory practices. Emerging technologies can help automating data collection, data analytics, and governance processes of the supervisors to render them more efficient and effective. Supervisory authorities are now bestowing sharper strategic attention to formulation of precise SupTech strategies and engaging in in-house capacity building to digitize and automate operations and outsourcing the services of external competent technical skill for the purpose wherever in-house resources found inadequate, to better align technology with long-term statutory and supervisory goals. The faster integration and assimilation of technology into supervisory processes marks a paradigm swing increasing supervisory agencies' efficiency and effectiveness, in fostering risk mitigation across the ecosystem, and also in improving compliance while reducing its costs. Distinctive SupTech use cases. Risk-based supervision scoring and prioritizing institutions or markets by risk. Real-time monitoring sensing incongruities or trends across ingested data. Automated reporting validating and aggregating reports from banks, insurers, markets. Prognostic analytics predicting systemic risks. Compliance tracking vigil over adherence to AML/CFT and other requirements. Principles of SupTech. The core principles underlying effective governance and implementation of SubTech are discussed here under. Clarity of objectives. SubTech initiatives must have clear idea of intents. Clarity of objectives is essential for the successful use of supervisory technology, SubTech. When supervisory authorities clearly delineate what are intended to be achieved, viz., better risk monitoring, early detection of problems, or more efficient supervision, appropriate technology can be engaged in a focused and effective manner. With clarity of intents, engagement of complex tools without clear purpose can be avoided. SubTech should support supervisory judgment rather than replacing it. SubTech should improve coordination within the organization and allow supervisors to appraise efficacy thereof in delivering the intended outcomes. New solutions should be subjected to rigorous tests of compatibility with the existing regulatory framework. Data protection and knowledge sharing. Effective SubTech depends primarily on timely access to high quality, high frequency and sufficiently granular data across departments/regulatory agencies to generate meaningful supervisory perceptions. Structured and flawless data sharing tends to reduce information silos, better risk identification, and facilitates consistent supervisory decisions. Definitive protocols for data governance, confidentiality, and access rights are indispensable for inspiring trust, safeguarding sensitive information, and for sharing knowledge towards upgradation of supervisory competencies without creating operational or legal risks. Regulators should share information on SubTech technology in use with the regulated entities, ensuring data protection, quality, and cybersecurity. Available wide range of supervisory technologies having distinctive features render their applications most germane in specific phases of the data life cycle. For example, machine learning, ML, and natural language processing, NLP, are typically used by agencies for data analysis, processing and validation, and cloud computing is mostly used for data storage, while blockchain has required potential for data collection. Reduction of administrative workload. Technological innovation should aim at reducing workload and lowering of financial and administrative costs. Regulators need to engage appropriate technologies to ensure system compatibility and compliance to obviate unnecessary and repeat data indents, streamline processes, and reduce operational costs. Advanced analytics and dashboards when in place would tend to potentially reduce routine workloads by automatic flagging of irregularities, outliers, and risk indicators, enabling supervisors to pay pointed attentions to judgment-based oversight, avoiding mundane clerical tasks. From RBI/India perspective, initiatives viz. Structured digital returns, centralized data repositories, and analytics platforms, help avoiding emergence of information silos across departments, rationalize supervisory processes, and through consequential freeing up of scarce supervisory resources enable supervisors/regulators to bestow greater attention to forward-looking risk assessment and policy-making work. Data-driven decisions. SubTech, supervisory technology, should be oriented towards dicing and slicing of granular, timely, and high-quality data using advanced analytics and appropriate technology to support objective, forward-looking, and risk-based supervisory judgments. In SubTech, data-driven decision-making enables supervisors to move from periodic, rule-based oversight to continuous, risk-based supervision. By integrating regulatory returns, market data, transactional data, and alternative data sources, Supervisors can apply analytics, dashboards, and early warning indicators to identify emerging risks, prioritize supervisory actions, and allocate resources more efficiently. This reduces reliance on subjective judgment and mitigates information asymmetry between regulators and regulated entities. Regulators need to monitor real-time data to maintain oversight and analyze it to make intervention decisions. SupTech tools should be able to assist regulators with decision-making based on its data-driven inputs to drive more efficient and effective regulatory outcomes. From an Indian perspective, RBI's push is towards structured data reporting, example XBRL, centralized data repositories, and advanced analytics supports timely supervisory interventions, stress identification, and system-wide risk assessment. SupTech thus helps break information silos, enhances consistency in supervisory decisions, and strengthens macroprudential oversight. Significant constituents of data-driven decisions in SupTech are standardized data, XBRL/JSON, for comparability and accuracy, real-time or near-real-time feeds instead of lagged reporting, risk scoring and early warning systems to flag anomalies, dashboards for supervisors to prioritize inspections, feedback loops where supervisory outcomes refine models. Major SupTech tools and apparatuses. Data analytics and risk dashboards. These tools take in large volumes of supervisory and market data to generate risk indicators, heat maps, and identify early warning signals for emerging financial distresses or compliance risks. Support building up of centralized supervisory data warehouses for standardized reporting. Facilitates creating interactive dashboards for risk surveillance and macroprudential monitoring. These tools are used by some central banks, example ECB, Bank of England, Bank of Thailand, and financial supervisors worldwide. Artificial intelligence and machine learning. AI is being aggressively used in SupTech to analyze unstructured data, extract insight stories the data tell, and flag potential issues automatically. NLP and machine reading of regulatory filings, board minutes, and questionnaires is used to spot governance issues or emerging risk patterns. Cluster analysis and entity relationship mapping. This is to facilitate detection of webs of suspicious transactions. It is supportive in AML supervision. These techniques help regulators shift focus to predictive forward-looking risk insights from lagging and regressive indicators. Centralized reporting and APIs. SupTech systems enable regulated entities to submit machine-readable data via APIs, validating and aggregating it in real time for supervisors, minimizing incidents of manual errors and reducing delays. Automated alerts and case management. Automated surveillance tools have capability of raising alerts for emerging suspicious patterns, example market manipulation, compliance lapses, and in light of such emitted alerts, supervisors can prioritize investigations. Issues and challenges facing SupTech. SupTech, while has huge potential for affording significant advantages and benefits, it also faces several issues and challenges needing careful attention of the supervisors and regulators adopting the SupTech. The challenges span technological, institutional, legal, and operational dimensions. 1. Data quality, availability, and standardization. SupTech depends deeply on huge volumes of granular data. Inconsistent data definitions, poor quality of data, legacy reporting formats, An absence of standardization across regulated entities might impair the usefulness of analytics and automated tools. Inaccurate or incomplete data may give rise to deceptive supervisory insights. Two legacy systems and integration challenges. Several supervisory entities have still been operating with their legacy IT systems unsuitable for handling of real-time data or advanced analytics. Integration of subtech solutions with the existing legacy IT systems may involve complex, costly, and time-taking processes, often needing phased implementation and system re-engineering. 3. Skills and capacity constraints. Gainful and effective utilization of subtech requires deployment of specialized human skills in data science, artificial intelligence, cybersecurity, and advanced analytics. Supervisory agencies often suffer from talent deficit and face difficulties in acquiring and retaining requisite skilled professionals in competitive market environment dominated by the private sector. 4. Model risk inadequacies. AI and machine learning-based subtech tools may function like black boxes. The models without adequate transparency may tend to impair supervisory credibility, muddle decision-making processes, and flag concerns regarding accountability, particularly when supervisory actions face challenges. 5. Cybersecurity and data privacy risks. Subtech systems take in and process huge volume of sensitive and confidential supervisory and institutional data, posing exposure and significant vulnerability to cyber threats, data breaches, and misuse of information. Supervisors face critical challenges of putting in place robust cybersecurity frameworks and mechanism to ensure compliance with applicable data protection laws. 6. Legal and regulatory restraints. The extant legal frameworks in place may not afford required support to automated data collection, machine-driven supervision, or use of alternative data. Matters relating to data ownership, consent, cross-border data flows, and legality of subtech-driven supervisory outcomes are still remaining unsettled in many jurisdictions. 7. Governance and accountability. With increasing reliance on technology come the questions about governance, responsibility, and accountability. It is still unresolved who should perhaps be made accountable for decisions arrived at by using automated systems, the human supervisors or algorithms. 8. Management of change and cultural conflicts. Imbibing of subtech calls for conducive reconfiguration of existing supervisory culture. Resistance to change, lack of full-hearted conviction in automated tools, and legacy dependence on traditional judgment-based supervision can potentially imp the pace of adoption and limit the effectiveness of subtech initiatives. 9. Constraints, cost and resources. Development and deployment of, and continuing operation in subtech frameworks entail substantial incremental upfront investment and operational costs. For regulators having budgetary constraints, large-scale subtech implementation may not be feasible. 10. Risk of over-automation and false signals. Blind reliance on automatically triggered alerts and analytics have their own limitations. In the eventuality of generation of a number of false positive or false negative signals by the system, might lead to incidents of missed risks and accrual of resultant supervisory fatigue. Human oversight and professional judgment remain indispensable to validate subtech outputs. Examples of regulators using subtech extensively. Bank of England. Monetary Authority of Singapore. De Nederlandsche Bank. European Central Bank. Hong Kong Monetary Authority. Australian Prudential Regulation Authority. A recent trend among leading regulators is moving from simple data collection to AI-driven predictive supervision, where supervisors identify emerging risks before they become serious problems. RBI has also been investing in supervisory data analytics and digital supervisory tools as part of its supervisory modernization efforts. Conclusion. Subtech significantly reduces administrative workload for regulators by automating data collection, validation, and analysis. Instead of manual, form-based reporting and repetitive compliance checks, supervisors can rely on machine-readable data, APIs, and automated workflows. This cuts down time spent on data cleaning, reconciliation, and follow-up with regulated entities. Subtech exhibits its potential to play an increasingly pivotal role in reconfiguring the effectiveness, elasticity, and fairness of the global financial system. New opportunities and challenges would inevitably arise, needing vigilant attention on the part of the supervisors with forward-looking approach in their adoption and utilization of supervisory technologies. While Subtech has definitive potential to transform the financial supervision processes, its achievement depends largely on its capabilities to meet the challenges it faces by creation of a robust governance system, building need-based capacity, attaining legal clarity, and adopting a balanced approach combining technological innovation with supervisory judgment.